Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg and Polokwane up to 19 degrees in Pretoria, a high of 21.
A collision in Soweto on the N17 northbound before the N1 highway. It's causing queuing traffic.
There is some big rugby coming up this weekend with the Boks against Argentina in Durban and the start of the URC.
We start in Limpopo, where a manhunt is underway for the suspects who murdered a 56-year-old caretaker in a house in Polokwane.
The landlord arrived at the house as usual and requested an entry at the gate. He was surprised to find the gate slightly opened. He then proceeded to the main house and he noticed the door wide open and the property scattered. He then found the victim laying in the pool of blood and immediately summoned the police and paramedics.
Limpopo police spokesperson Hlalani Mashaba says the caretaker's body was found yesterday morning. The Midlanga Commission of Inquiry is set to resume in Pretoria this morning. It has so far heard testimony from KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi and National Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola. Nomfundo Twala has more.
Masemola wrapped up his testimony on Tuesday. He told the commission that the KZN Political Killings Task Team, which was assisting Gauteng detectives, unmasked a well-connected criminal syndicate. He placed attempted murder accused tenderpreneur Wisimusi Kat Matlala at the center of the network, saying the task team had been investigating him in Gauteng. Masemola supported claims by Mkhwanazi that after the investigation began, Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu attempted to disband the team and derail investigations. Nomfundo Twala, Checker and AFM.
To the story that's ignited a worldwide debate. South African health authorities say paracetamol is the safest way to fight pain and headaches during pregnancy. This follows a statement by US President Donald Trump that pregnant women should avoid Tylenol due to an unproven link to autism. But Vice Chair of the Unity Forum of Family Practitioners, Dr. Angelique Kutsia, agrees that paracetamol, the primary ingredient in Tylenol, is among the safest painkillers to take when you are pregnant.
We've been using it for decades, and there's also very large studies that show no credible evidence that it causes autism. In fact, a pregnant patient with an untreated fever are more at risk than taking paracetamol, and we will advise paracetamol as the safest option when used correctly.
More about this story at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on news. Headline news from beyond our borders comes from Malawi, where former President Peter Mutharika has won the elections held earlier this month. The 85-year-old beat President Lazarus Chakwera, who conceded defeat. Mutharika, a former professor of law, served also as president of Malawi from 2014 to 2020. And in Austria, three nuns in their 80s staged a rebellious takeover of a convent. The three sisters, the youngest is 81 and the oldest is 88, fled from their care home back to the convent south of Salzburg and they locked the doors. Allies of this rogue sisterhood bring them food and stop for a chat through the windows every day, while leaders of the Catholic Church now decide on their next move. The church closed this convent, but now that the story of the rebel nuns are making international headlines, more and more people are flocking there every day.
I've seen the movie.
The really? Rebel nuns.
It would be Goldberg.
It was, yes. Sister Act. It's Sister Act 3.
Ain't no mountain high enough. Was it
yes,
that
remember.
One?
Remember
yes.
It. Yeah. Mm. Oh, lacquer. So they were non-compliant.
No, man.
Where's Kola? Why am I doing the dad jokes?
You're doing it very
what is,
well.
What is that?
That was very quick for you.
Listen, Khanda, right? D'Souza.
Yes, Martin Bester.
I have less interest in your nun stories and more interest. I want to hear more medical advice from Donald Trump. That's what I want for this Christmas.
It's taken the whole world by storm. This is not something you play with.
Mm-hmm.
This is not, I mean, everybody who's ever been pregnant knows mm-hmm. that if you have anything, it says, take one, paracetamol, every six, and